Mayor Dana Williams may have been experiencing the proverbial icing on the cake of his 12-year term in office as he performed some 25 same-sex marriages Monday morning at the Summit County Courthouse. The same-sex marriages were allowed after U.S. District Judge Robert Shelby struck down Utah's law prohibiting gay marriage, declaring it violates gay and lesbian couples' rights under the 14th Amendment. At Mayor Williams' final city council meeting on Thursday evening, just hours before Judge Shelby's Friday ruling, Williams asked for council support in asking staff to look at what it would take to make Park City the first city in Utah to legalize gay marriage.
We are an inclusive town, and it's just something that, the front page news the past week has been all about, we're sending gay ambassadors to Sochi and we're doing all of this, and we don't even allow it in our own state. And so I think, we're making a statement, and we'll kind of see how it goes from there.
Call it coincidence or foresight, Mayor Williams said in a KPCW interview over the weekend. He felt his request a day ahead of Judge Shelby's ruling was auspicious.
I think it's great. We'll see what happens Monday, because I think the state's going to try to get a stay. I'm proud of us. I think as typical, we try to be on the forefront of things and be an all-inclusive city. And now we have the opportunity to do it.
Mayor Williams spoke with KPCW Monday morning as he was on his way to the Summit County Courthouse with plans to marry any couples who were issued marriage licenses. Summit County Clerk Kent Jones and attorney David Bricky both reviewed the district court ruling and decided to issue marriage licenses beginning as early as 8 a.m. As same-sex marriages continue across the state, Governor Gary Herbert has asked Judge Shelby to stay his own ruling. State lawmakers took the matter to a federal appeals court, which denied the state's request for that stay. The appellate court has also denied a second appeal as of Monday. The case goes back to Judge Shelby, who has said he won't stay his original decision because the state of Utah failed to meet its burden for a stay to be issued, and said the same arguments made Monday were the ones he'd already considered in his original ruling that was issued last Friday. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.